Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Chaf Hey. Megillah Chaf Hey, and we're going to talk a little bit about repeating words during davening. The Mishnah tells us that the halacha is that you're not allowed to say modim twice. Modim mishaskinoso. Right? You can't say modim twice because then it gives off an impression of two reshuyos. That's what the Gemara says. Bishlama modim temechsi kishtei reshuyos. So that's a problem. And the Gemara has, based on the Mishnah, has other statements in davening that you're not allowed to say. Val tov yizacher shemecha. Right? Then other elements. But the Gemara says not only by modim could you not say twice, but also shma shma. Ha'omer shma shma, ka'omer modem modem davu. You can't say shma twice either, because that's also inappropriate. So says the Gemara, you're not allowed to say shma shma twice, but one second, meisvei, the Brisa says, ha'koriya shma v'kofla, if somebody says shma and then doubles it and says it again, hari ze meguna. So it's inappropriate. So meguna hu dahave, so meguna means it's inappropriate, but shesuse lo shaskinale, but we don't quiet him down, we don't remove him from the amud. So what's the difference between, the Mishnah gives the impression, and the Reb Zeira's expansion of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to say shma twice, and here it just says it's inappropriate to say shma twice, but it's different lashonos. The difference between maguna and shtuke. So the Gemara says, well, it depends how you repeated it. Lo kasha, hada amar milsa milsa vitanila, hada amar psuke psuke vitanila. It depends if you said each word one after another, or if you said each pasuk one after another. That's the difference. So which is which? Which is which? So that's a machlokes here, machlokes rishonim. And that is, says Rashi, kol teva omer vishone ein kan mashmoa shtei reshuyos. Rashi says, saying each word one after another, shma shma, Yisrael Yisrael, so that's just maguna, right? Vesacha, that's foolish. Saying a whole pasuk twice, that would be more of a problem. And if you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva says, and some say the opposite. And who says the opposite? If you look in Tosfos, in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Lamed Daled, Tosfos quotes both opinions. This Gemara also appears there. And Tosfos says, Pirish Bakunches Meshaskin Oso Demechsi Kaose Shtei Rishuyos Ubahag Ubapirish Rabbeinu Chananel Beforish Ifcha Psuka psuka ain mishaskenoso, saying each pasuk you're not mishasekim, it's just inappropriate, right? Miu mitzvah maguna, miu maguna have ach lashon gemara lo mashma kepirusham, right? So he quotes two different opinions, which it is, which is worse. And the Shulchan Aruch happens to quote both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kriyashma, the siman about all the details of Kriyashma, saying the words properly, how many letters, right? The Shulchan Aruch says there are 245 letters, and that's why you have to add on three words, either the three, the Hashem Lokecha Memes of the Chazin, or the Kel Melech Ne'eman, emphasizing different letters in Shema, covering your eyes, all the different details of Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lomar Shema Shtei Pamim. You can't say Shema two times. Bein Shekofa Latevos, Sheomer Shema Shema, Bein Shekofa Pasuk Rishon. Whichever one, you can't do it. Shulchan Aruch quotes both of those. Mishum Mishnah Berurah, Denira Ki'ilu Makabel Alav Shtei Rishuyos. It gives the impression that you are being makabel shtei reshuyos, chas v'shalom. V'im lo kivein me'ikara, what happens if you didn't have kavana originally? Right, that's what our Gemara continues. Our Gemara says, is it appropriate when Hashem's not your friend? Right, so you should have kavana the first time. What if you didn't? So Mr. Burr quotes, yachzer v'yikar balachash, you should say it quietly. V'im leka shomin, and if there are nobody around, afilu b'kol ramot, you can even say it out loud, avalem kivim meikara, but if you were mechavein originally, afilu b'lachash aser, right, then you could even say it, even saying a b'lachash would be a problem. So now, one second, there are times that we say Shema twice. That's what we're going to talk about now. There are times. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, ubeslichos. Slichos, sometimes more in the Sephardic custom, they say Shema a number of times. He says, that's okay. Mutter lomar Shema b'chol pam shomer vayavar. Why? You're not saying it one after another, generally. You have Hashem, Hashem. You have other paragraphs in between. Kivan shemafsik harbe bein time lo mechsi kishnei reshuyos. That's not mechsi kishnei reshuyos, because you have other paragraphs in between. Okay, one idea. If you look in Tosfos in Maseches Brachos discusses the end of Yom Kippur. We know the end of Yom Kippur. What do? We say Shema once. We say Hashem Hu Elokim. Baruch Shem three times, and Hashem Elokim we say seven times. So maybe there was a minug of saying Shema more than once. So the Tosfos says, is that a problem? Is that a problem? Va'osin b'dei Adam she'omrim. This is Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph. Va'osin b'dei Adam she'omrim beis ogimo pa'amim Shema Yisrael b'yom Kippurim mishaskin osan. Lepirish Rashi. According to Rashi, you're saying the whole pasuk. That's worse. So you have to be mashtik them. Ulepirish Benachanan Menugune Miyahave. So that's a problem, isn't it? According to either opinion, either it's terrible or it's just not good. But Tosfos says maybe it's not so bad. Shema ein lachush. Ra kishakore kriyashma ba'onasa. Maybe the problem the Gemara is referring to of saying two shmas is when you're makabel al malchus shamayim. When you're saying the mitzvah of kriyashma in its proper time, then you can't say kriyashma twice. Or makabel al malchus shamayim. That's a problem. But, you know, if you're just declaring it, and the whole tzibur is declaring it, that's not a problem. Mikol makom tov shelo lomar. Better though not to say it, says Tosfos. Ach masha omrim Hashem hu elokim. But what we say, that Hashem Elokim Sheva Pamin, that which we say at the end of Yom Kippur, B'Yom HaKippur, B'Yom HaRava, or on Hoshana Rabba, Keneged Zayin Rekiyim, Mishabchim Lebore, Shehu Dar Lamala Misheva, Mina Kashru, that's okay. The Gamatzini even find it in the Psukim, you find it by Elio Anavi. Hashem Elokim, they said it two times. So therefore, says Tosfos, in that context, it's not a problem. The Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger in his Tshuvas also discusses this, and he also has another reason why it's not a problem at the end of Yom Kippur, that he relates it to another context. But he says, when is it a problem, and what's the context of our Gemara, where there's one person saying it in front of the Tzibur, right? That's where it's a problem. But if the whole Tzibur is saying it, that's okay. Dafka biyachid, he writes in Simen Lamed Vav, Dafka biyachid ha'omer lifnei rabim mishaskin. Mishum demechsi kishtei rishuyos. That looks like shtei rishuyos. Aval kishakol ha'tzibur omrim litkoa belev kol Yisrael. But when the whole tzibur is saying it together, sheyim sar nafshu al kedush shmo yisala, they're saying it, l'shem shemayim, they're saying it as a kiddush Hashem. Tova davar ma'od, then it's fine and good. Lichpo gimel pa'amim, then you could say it three times. The gimel pa'amim have a chazaka, three times is a chazaka. The alzev achayotze bazel lo amru chachamim, shelo lomar shma shma. That's not what Chazal were referring to. The alkein ein l'shum chacham v'gadol levatel haminag. So nobody should be levatel any minag. B'mekomos u'b'medina shenag ukein. The lokomar shkadav beis Yosef kan v'chulu. I don't think it's a problem when everybody's saying it, says the Binyan Tzion in Tafresh Chavav in 1866 in Altana, where he wrote that Shuva. He also, at the end, relates to another context, and that is Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. We know the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Maseches Brachos that we should all be Maver Sedra, Kolamashlim Parshiyotzev Imatzibur, Marichin lo yamav u shinosav, and we know there is different minhagim about how to be maver sedra. How to be maver sedra? Right, resh pehei. That's the siman in Shulchan Aruch. You know, we have to do it sometime during the week, but how do you do it? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Avedina kriya yesh deos bazeh bein ha'achronim yesh omrim." Some say, says the Mishnah Berurah, "She yikra kol pasuk beis pa'amim v'targum alav pasuk targum." Pasuk targum. That's what some say, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Omrim Sheyikra Kol Parsha Beis Pamim. And some say to read the whole section twice, the whole Parsha, the whole Stuma, Psucha, V'yachar Kach HaTargum. And Sheyikra Kol Parsha, Psucha, Stuma, Beis Pamim, V'yachar Kach HaTargum. V'magan Avram V'shari Tshuva, Mitzadim Kedei Rishona, Maisarav, the Gra, said each Parsha, Psucha, Stuma, and then he did it, Uta Avid, Kamar Avid, Uta Avid, Kamar Avid, whoever, whatever you do is fine. Some people do it every an aliyah a day. Some people do it all on Shabbos. However one does it. But one second. According to one of them in Hagim, you say pasik targum. Then you're going to be saying shma shma twice. So is that a problem? You're going to say shma Yisrael twice and then the targum. So maybe that's not appropriate. So that's what the same tshuva, the Binyan Tzion, says. No, you're not saying it out of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. like Tosfos referred to earlier. V'raya lazeh, the end of that tshuva in Siman Lamed Vav, v'raya lazeh shrei mitzvah lai mikra, v'al piari lishluch bo kol pasuk v'pasuk v'kara na pasuk Shema Yisrael, beis pa'amim, zecher zev, ein kpeida. But it's not a kpeida. Why isn't it a kpeida? Why didn't the poskim mention this as an exception that when you do this line, you should be ma'aser sedra the other way? The kiva, the bashamas kid, you will meet those insert to tchina. So he says that's why it's not a problem. You see from there, it is okay. So we see sometimes we repeat modim Shema Yisrael. We don't repeat modim, but we repeat Shema Yisrael when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate. So what about now? What about repeating other times in davening? So the Gemara here talks about dafka repeating modim or Shema. What about stam during davening, repeating words? So this is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, that's in the halachas of a klei shir on Shabbos. So he talks about two points. The first one is not really our topic, but it's in the same si'if, so we'll mention it. And then he talks about our issue. He says, first of all, he says there was a minog that certain chazanim used to use a fork or some type of metal instrument to put in front of their mouths to be able to help them hear the sound of the kahal singing in order to keep the beat, in order to keep the volume. So he discusses whether that's a klei shir and whether that's appropriate, and he ends up saying, you know, what can I do? Klal Yisrael are doing this for, and they say it's for Onik Shabbos, and Lekavit Shabbos, and Lekavit Yantif, so they don't want to stop. And Mutav Sheishogin in the classic Aruch HaShulchan defending style. Vida, Dialpi Masha Bi'arnu Du'ula Yesh Lalamed Ezes Chus, it's already years that this is done. Etzel matpastam, it's pachas, etzel chazanim, she'ochzim bidei mazlei katan shel kesef, o shel eshes barz. They take a little fork and they put it in front of their mouths in order to hear the negina. V'nishma la'azneim kol negina. V'ideze yodim laharech ha'negina. V'ideze mamish klei shir. V'asu l'shir. V'ein biyadino limchos. And they don't listen. Amram biladav efshar lahem l'nagein. They need to do this. U'bavodasino rabim ador parutz. V'omna machzikim biyadam. Ela af mi sheyirtze latzeis bibeis haknesses bibeisim misora machlokes. And let's say you want to leave the shul, and they're going to say, oh, you're leaving the shul, it's not appropriate, you're causing machlokes, why don't you stay in here? And therefore he says that I don't think this is something that's good, but what could I do? And then he says in the small letters, v'gam ha'sha'omrim ha'tevos v'koflim u'mishalshim u'parshim, and also they repeat the words, and they triple the words, l'ban yizamra p'chukei azimra, so that it fits into the tune. V'chol yirei elokim itztarim bazeh. Anyone with Yirat Shemayim doesn't like this. V'ein biyadam limchos. But what are we supposed to do? Ki ha'amon parua ve'ein shomen bazeh l'divrei chachamim. They don't listen to the chachamim, but amram shezeh etzlam oneg Shabbos va'oneg yantif. This is oneg. V'ulai be'emes ein iser bazeh. Maybe there's no iser. V'tov l'fnei elokim yimali mizeh. V'anachnu l'olam yitzchus banu al zera kodesh stumei einayim. We are spending so much of our time in this sefer to be melamed zchus on klal Yisrael, those who have eyes closed, but they're klal Yisrael. To be shari tevos less than ba. Maybe, by other words, there's not a problem. Because after all, what does Chazal say on our daf? Shma shma is a problem. Modim modim is a problem. Maybe we can be mashma that other words are not a problem to repeat halachically. Shma mina b'shari tevos less than ba. Im koflim u'mishal shim. V'hanach lan liyisrael mutav sheishogigin. What could I do? So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, not saying it's a good thing, but saying I can't stop. The Maharam Shik, though, does not mince any words. The Maharam Shik, Rav Moshe Shik, right? Talmud of the Chassam Sofer when he was a teenager, between, I think, the age 14 and 20, he was the Rav in Yeregin for a couple of decades, and then the Rav in Chust, 1807 to 1879. He, in Tshuva written in Tafresh Lamed He, in 1875, a couple of years before he was Nifter, he says there are five problems. He was asked by a questioner who says that this is what's done in the shul, and the questioner, or the rabbi, the questioner says, his name was Rav Aaron Wilhelm, of Bez in the Kal Kodesh Pazanug. He says, doesn't every word of davening have magic to it? Didn't Anshe Kedas HaGadola put magic into every word? Right, v'chol teva v'teva yesh la sod, manui v'safur, me'anshe Kedas HaGadola. So says the Maharam Shik, I agree with you. And I think there are five reasons, why it is a problem to repeat words. Number one, he says, Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif, I don't think you could add in any words. He says, just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chavches, that if a Kohen wants to add in words to Birchas Kohanim, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem, beautiful words, he can't. It's Baal Tosif. He says, and even he goes through Baruch Shem Kavod, that we know Chazal added in based on Yaakov Avinu in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Nun Vav, that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah didn't know what to do. Should we add it? Well, Moshe didn't say it. Should we not add it? Yaakov said it. But you see, the only reason that they said that they could add it is because of Yaakov Avinu. And he goes through what the Svara is. You need Baruch Shem, it's being Mashlim, Kriyashma, but either way, otherwise it would be Baal Tosif. So then he says, okay, if it's Baal Tosif, so why didn't our Gemara say a Baal Tosif issue? Right, our Gemara says Meshaskin also because Mechzi Kishtei Rishuyos. So why doesn't our Gemara say, well, it's the issue of Baal Tosif? So he says, well, our Gemara maybe wanted to include even the case where you didn't have Kavanah. V'tzorach l'taretz, da'ashas basar b'achar b'tam d'mechzik yishtei rishuyos, afilu in parm rishon alo kivein, why? U'belo kavana lo yatza, if you didn't have kavana the first time. So then, is not Baal Tosif the second time, because you weren't yotzi the first time, and therefore you need the reason of mechzi yishtei rishuyos. But without that, you of course you have the reason of Baal Tosif. Al kapanim asalon alo hosif, says the Maram Shik, Lomi boy be mitzvah daraisa, afilu be kedushos, vitfilos, ubrachos, mevur be kamaduchti, babu draham, ubakalba, ubarchas chayim, vegam betur, derov, tfilos, ubrachos, boa kol be mispar, ube minyan kotebos, vosios, every word, every brach has exact words and exact letters. And also lashanos mi marbeashu tavachachamim. And therefore, I think called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun, and just like there's Baal Tosif by Daraisas, there's Baal Tosif by Darabanan. That's number one problem. Number two, he says, it could lead to lies. Dover Shkarim. Yesh Lomar. Dim Mosif Bikdusha Bachayotzi Bo Dover Shkarim. We say, Nekadesha Shimcha Bolam. We're going to sanctify your name. Keshem Shmakdisha Mosobish Be Marom. And then we don't. And then we say other things. And then we repeat that. Right? So it it's Dover Shkarim. And therefore, says the Marav Shik, that's the second problem. Number three, Hefsek. Hashihia Shemashin Ayideze Birde Shigmar Bracha. Just because you're doing something of the same thing doesn't mean it's a Hefsek, right? But what about shofar? If you blow the wrong sound of shofar in between, right, a set that you're supposed to do is a Hefsek. The Kaimalan. If you just show at Kadei Ligmar is cool, it's a problem. If you blow a shofar Kadei Ligmar is cool, it's a problem. So this is also Hefsek. You're saying words that you're not supposed to. We had a couple of weeks ago, we had a lumdus shiur about just adding in extra words in davening, saying Abishter in a time when you're not supposed to say it. Okay, different approaches of the poskim. But that's number three. Number four, you're not supposed to make davening into a song. Right, you could sing davening, but to make davening, to fit it in, to say that the ikar is the fitting it into the tune, and that is how I'm going to say the words, that's a problem. Asukim in Zamar, number four. And number five, he says, repeating words will just be like foolish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, you're talking to Hashem, and just say it once. What are you saying it again and again and again for when you're saying the exact same words when you're not supposed to be saying the words, and therefore he has very strong lashon. Tachas hasanegar yasa kategar, mitzvah haba ba'avera, yirei Hashem yishmu v'yodu v'yomru emes hadvarim. So he has very strong words, and he says to the person who's asking, be strong, al tiru v'al tashkichu b'mekom asachir v'shenas l'sham kazos, don't worry that other people and other places do it, and nobody's complaining, because I'm telling you what the right thing to do is. Gambel vavkam tavinu ki'en me'aroi v'yirashan lasos kein, dalaf ne'miyata omeid v'chulu. And this seems to be, even if it's not as strong as the words of the Maran Shik, this seems to be what most poskim say to do as well, that one should not be repeating the words. Rav Moshe writes this in Arachayim, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman. And the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman also writes this in Perek Tes, Halacha Ostes. Shliach Tzibur HaMarach Benigunim Bemsa Bracha, a chazin that is having tunes in the middle. Af she'ein zem shubach. Rav Shlomo Zalman isn't into the long tunes where you're not saying the words either. But if it is, ein ze hefsek. That's not a hefsek. Avalam kofa latevas lo tzara klal. But if you're double the words, hare ze hefsek. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's a hefsek. Ve'ein yotzim baza. Yidei Chovatz Bracha, Vegem Ein Onen Achare Amen. He thinks it's a serious problem that repeating the words. If you repeat the words because you know, so then it's Ein L'Hisraga Lin Okein, but maybe it's not a hefsek. And to have other people help out the chazan with the saying the words themselves, as long as the chazan himself is not repeating it. But in general, it shouldn't be repeated. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan tries to defend, but again, it's definitely not lechatchila.